This is a heartbreaking situation. It's a crisis on top of a crisis, and our staff are assessing damage and needs after the 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria took place early Monday morning. It's one of the strongest earthquakes in 100 years, and our World Vision Syria response team has been there for over a decade. As we see the number of casualties rising by the minute, tens of thousands are injured, and those who are affected, the numbers continue to rise. One of our team members told us that she was awakened from her sleep. The house started shaking. She immediately ran to her children, and it happened so quickly she didn't know in that moment which one she should carry. She described that minute of time like years of helplessness and fear, and that fear continued with the aftershocks. We're now seeing many people out on the streets in the snow and the rain. They're sleeping on the streets or in cars. Some are in makeshift camps. Destroyed buildings include health facilities, schools, and homes, and many of those buildings are still unstable. We're seeing families trying to survive with no home, no access to food, in freezing temperatures. But we are already there. World Vision is responding, already providing fuel to shelters so there is heat, working with partners to provide medical care to those who are injured, mobilizing ready-to-eat meals, blankets, essential items. And of course, clean water is a major concern with the ongoing cholera outbreak in northwest Syria. This is already a dire situation for many experiencing the war in Syria, especially for children who are already displaced by conflict and now face a harsh winter. The situation is desperate. Increasing concerns for children are risks of hypothermia as they sleep outside at night, risks of exploitation and abuse, and of course they will be out of school for the duration of this crisis. As this crisis is still evolving, we're seeing shortages of clean water, fuel, the airport is closed, the roads are damaged. Partners are still accounting for those missing as well as trying to respond. So we're calling for swift and unhindered access to the most impacted areas, for donors to mobilize resources to respond. Please donate at World Vision through our website or to the humanitarian coalition, together.ca, to help provide care and support for children and families now at an increased risk of displacement, hunger and illness. Please also pray for the safety of these children and families, including those who are already displaced as a result of the conflict in Syria, and now face an additional challenge.